From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Matthew Simpson, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
This one's called Whiskey Breath.
Won't you kiss me on the neck with your sweet whiskey breath? So sweet I could die. While brush fire of a smile, I'm a sucker on those lips. Taste of summertime in your kiss. And I breathe you in, fever in, yeah. Like a southern breeze through the pines, so carefree, fancy and fine. A little bit of whiskey, a little bit of wine. And I breathe you in, fever in, yeah. And I breathe you in, fever in. So won't you kiss me on the with your sweet, sweet whiskey breath. So sweet I could die.
Red Barn Radio was brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm associate producer and the host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 506th live performance. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes Matthew Simpson. "I write what I see," says Simpson, "with the trials of life as my inspiration. My songs are a canvas filled with love, affliction, and the hope that dwells between the two." Please welcome tonight's guest to the Red Barn Radio stage, Matthew Simpson.
Chances are I'm living way too fast. Chances are I'll live to regret my past. If you don't take a chance, don't risk it all. That ain't no kind of life at all. Chances are, chances are. chances are I'll drown it all on a bar stool. And chances are I'll find some grace in a church pew. My mama always said you're bound to fall. It's how you get up, son, that makes you strong. Chances are. Chances are. Chances are. Chances are. Chances are. Chances are I make mistakes and act a fool. And chances are I'll do a few good deeds or two. If you don't play a hand, don't roll the dice. Ain't nobody gonna cut you a slice. Chances are. Chances are. Chances are. Chances are. Chances are. Well, I made my bed, I called my shot. Believe me, gave it all I got. When I took my chance on you. When I took my chance on you. Yeah, chances are. Chances are. Chances are. Chances are. Chances are I'm living way too fast. Chances are I live to regret my past.
You're just tuning in. You're listening to Red Barn Radio, and our guest this evening is Matthew Douglas Simpson. He says he'd like to go by Matty, that only your mom and your grandma maybe, or somebody who's scolding you, your sister, you know, calls you Matthew. So this is Matty Simpson. He is living, I think, now in Georgetown.
Yep.
Brought up in Cynthiana. We're glad to have you here with us, Matty.
I'm so glad to be here.
Really enjoying your music and your songs.
Thank you.
Let's start with your Cynthiana years. How long were you in Cynthiana?
Pretty much my whole life. I grew up there. We just recently moved to Georgetown, me and my wife. So I'd moved in and out of town a few times, but for the most part, I was always in Cynthiana.
Okay. And you said your dad passed when you were pretty young.
Yep, in 94. I was 9 years old.
Okay, so you were in fourth grade,
yeah,
maybe?
Fourth grade, yep.
Hmm. Was your dad a musician?
Yeah, he sang bass in a gospel quartet, and then he played bass. Him and my uncles would sit around and play, and that's where I kind of got it from, just singing and playing instruments. It was always just there.
So they put instruments in your hand when you were a little kid?
Pretty much, and until it got so bad that they'd take it away. Because I'd just jump right in, but I couldn't do anything.
So now parents, we take away kids' cell phones and their iPads and stuff, and back in the day, they'd take away your musical instruments.
Pretty much.
Can't imagine it.
Some people say it takes a village, but it took a trailer park to raise me right. Clothesline swinging in the backyard, hide and go seek behind the propane tank. skinned up knees and grass stains on my jeans. Climb a tree to the tippy top, sipping L.A. every last drop. Oh, maybe one day we'll buy ourselves a double wide. Football in the neighbor's yard, bicycle tires with baseball cards. Tomorrow we'll start right where we left off. We'll fall guy truck in the General Lee. A few Hot Wheels was all we needed. Cops and robbers and drinking from the hose. Buckeye fights and dirt clawed wars. Breaking green beans on a good friend's porch. We'll have a catch when Dad gets home from work. Climb a tree to the tippy top, sipping L.A. every last drop. Oh, maybe one day we'll buy ourselves a double wide. Football in the neighbor's yard, bicycle tires with baseball cards. Tomorrow we'll start right where we left off. Climb a tree to the tippy top, sipping L.A. every last drop. Oh, maybe one day we'll buy ourselves a double wide. Football in the neighbor's yard, bicycle tires with baseball cards. Tomorrow we'll start right where we left off. Tomorrow we'll start right where we left off. Tomorrow we'll start right where we left off.
Were you living in the trailer park at that time?
I lived in the trailer park till I was in about sixth grade. So, yeah, my dad passed away then. And like I said, Mom would be working sometimes three jobs. And the people in the trailer park, pretty much she would, whoever could babysit. Or if I had friends, I'd go hang out with them.
So you have pretty fond recollections then of childhood.
I do, yeah.
And that environment. Interesting to, you know, contrast that a little bit with the neighborhoods that kids live in nowadays.
Well, you know, these days, I think trailer parks get a bad rap, at least the one I lived in. It was like a lot of new people moving to the area, so they would kind of live there for a while and rent there for a while until they found a place to go. So it was a lot of families with kids, and I don't remember having a bad experience. I'm sure there were some, but, you know, nowadays people think it's this taboo thing, and these people that live in trailer parks are trash and things like that, and that just wasn't my experience.
So fast forward then into your high school years, were you a well-behaved high schooler?
I was, because my mom worked in the cafeteria in most of the schools that I went to. I think she planned this out. When I was in elementary school, she worked in the cafeteria, and then she was in the nurse's station. And then middle school, miraculously, she ended up there too for a while. And then as soon as I get to high school, I was like, finally, I can start to cut loose a little bit. Like, semester into ninth grade year, she wound up at the high school. So I kid you not, my mom was always around, and she always found out.
You have siblings?
I do. I have a sister who's 19 and a half years older than me, which was awesome for me, because those times that I did get in trouble, I could call my sister and say, how much trouble am I in? And she'd be like, well, you're in trouble, but this is what I would do. So she had a little experience to give me. It was good.
After high school, did you go to college?
I went to Cincinnati Christian University for a year.
Okay.
And then, again, my mom, she was living in the country at the time, and she was having trouble with her bills, having some hard times, and I just decided to move home, get a job, and try to help her keep her house.
What kind of job did you work?
Everything, man. I think at one time I've done construction. I worked in tobacco all my life pretty much growing up. And then I polished brass and silver here in Lexington a little bit. Anything I could do, I always was working.
Started out with nothing. I still got most of it. Pinching dimes through the hard times with nothing to show for it. I seen hungry eyes trade dreams for lies to a suit with a pitch and a smile. Watched a daddy's land slip through his hands like grain sifting out of your palm. Can you see it now? Fading now. Can you hear it now? And here come the bluegrass blues. Well, here come the bluegrass blues. And it's so easy to lose. Well, here come this old town will run you down, leave you beaten and barely alive. She'll push your pills and promise thrills and strip you of all of your pride. And can you see it now? Faded now. Can you hear it now? Well, here come the
And at what point were you starting to develop a sort of affinity for playing? And you know, you grew up with music, but at what point did you start to feel like, hey, I think I've got something here?
I grew up loving to sing. I was, like I said, my dad was in a gospel quartet, so every weekend I was being drug all over the southern states to go see him sing and hearing those harmonies and whatnot. I always just loved singing. Then when I got to high school, I realized high school was almost over and all my outlets to sing, like choir and things like that, were coming to an end. So I decided maybe I should play the guitar so that I can continue to sing. So I started teaching myself guitar, and then I fell in love with writing songs. I'd always, when I was a kid, was always singing melodies and coming up with little words or whatever. And then finally, once the guitar came, it just all came together. I like the writing aspect more than any of it.
Did you imagine at some point that music would be a ministry for you? And the reason I ask that is because I see in your bio that you did some biblical studies and that you actually were ordained.
Yep, I'm an ordained minister. I currently work at a church. I'm the worship minister. That's just a fancy word for I do the music at a church and just playing all that. But that was kind of, in Cynthiana, being in a small town, one of the best places to cut your teeth playing instruments was at church. One of the best places to be able to have a place to sing was at church. So that's really where I got a lot of experience. It's always a good place because no matter how bad you are, everybody's going to tell you you did a good job. So it helps with the confidence building.
Take me home to Cynthiana. Take back roads all the way. I don't need no directions. My heart knows the way. So lay me down in the fields that kept my family fed. Wash the evening brush strokes, paint the sunset red. And I'll know, I'm coming home. Tell my mother I'm coming home. Tell my sister it won't be long. Roads are gently weeping, I'm running against the wind. I've learned my lesson, I'm coming home. So take me home. Cynthiana, where maiden smiles light the way. The rise like stars against the canvas of night. Mama, I'm coming home to stay. Tell my mother I'm coming home. Tell my sister it won't be long. The roads are gently weeping, I'm running against the wind. I've learned my lesson, I'm coming home. 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 So tell my mother I'm coming home.
So you're a Christian songwriter, but not necessarily a writer of Christian songs.
I played in a Christian rock band for 6 or 7 years. We toured all over the United States, had songs on the radio, loved it. Sometimes I feel like Christian music's not as honest. It's like super vertical, like we're always talking about happy things, and I kept seeing a lot of bad, and nobody was bringing light to it, except for like the Hayes Carls and the David Ramirez's and the Jeff Tweedy's, and that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to write music that brought hope, but in order to do that, I feel like we have to put some kind of light on the negative things that are going on in our world. That was kind of how this started. I wanted to write honest music, and I've been asked several times, you're a minister and you play this kind of music? And my answer is always like, somebody has to be honest. This is the culture we live in, so let's write about it.
I guess I'd have to say this is the first time I've heard a Christian songwriter singing about whiskey breath on the neck.
Well, I wrote that song after I read a book. Contrary to popular belief, Kentuckians can read, and we do have shoes. And I don't know, there was something about that book that made me write that song. And that's really where it came from. So,
mountains and meadows filled with sweet southern air, mile markers and moonlight, and Waylon's on the radio. Gas station coffee, still got a long way to go. And I'm hoping by sunrise I've been knocking at your door. And oh, Virginia, well, I'm coming home. Yeah, Virginia, home to your arms. Well, I'm headed for the state line on them sweet Virginia roads. Dark hair and honest eyes, her smile shines like the sun. Well, I've been waiting for the right time to tell you you're the one. In Virginia by sunrise, I've been knocking at your door. And oh, Virginia, I'm coming home. Yeah, Virginia, home to you. I'm headed for the state line on them sweet.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Matthew Simpson. Recorded live from the Performance Hall and Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Matthew Simpson after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.